Late that night, Virginia found Robert standing on the balcony. He was staring at the city lights, holding the black notebook James had given him. "You're still looking for the leaks," she said softly, leaning against the glass. Robert didn't turn. James was good at finding the numbers, Virginia. He was the best I ever had. But he didn't see the ghosts. He didn't see the Arizona soil. The Mogollon Rim was a name that carried a heavy, dark weight. The Wara settlement wasn't just a payout, Robert whispered to the night air. It was the price of my father's total silence. Minnie walked to his side, her face pale in the light of the street lamps. It was the price of our legacy, Robert. And we paid it for 30 years. Robert opened the ledger to a page dated back to 98. I spent a lifetime polishing a name that was built on a lie. And now James is working in a back office cubicle while I sit here in the dark. Minnie placed her hand over the page. James is free now. For the first time, so are you. The ghosts don't have a key to this condo, Robert. From the shadows inside, Bella let out a sharp chirp. She seemed to sense the shift in the atmosphere. The truth is leaking out, Robert said, looking at the black ink. The developers are digging at the rim. They're going to find the drums. Minnie didn't flinch. Let them find them. Let the whole world see what we buried. Because we can't start the next chapter until we finish the last one. Robert closed the book with a decisive click. The radical honesty was no longer a choice. It was an incoming tide. And the Towers family was finally ready to get wet. The lights of the city seemed to flicker in agreement. The towers were still standing, but the ground beneath them was finally starting to move.